on the way home, Ed got us a Yogg Breeze.
Oh, which I love that.
Frozen yogurts. And a car slammed on in front of him and everyone's frozen.
No.
And I just went, I think I even kicked the dashboard.
Yeah, just angry.
And he was like, and Ed never shouts, and even Ed was like, you!
Oh, no.
Stop. Okay, I take things far, and that's a lot.
It's bad. So I just wanted everyone to
at
know.
At least don't it's not, what do you call the other one? A Jack Daniel's sauce milkshake.
Yeah, when you're at the end of your period, and I have, you are, at the end of your period, when you're like, how do you describe it? It's like Jack Daniel's sauce. Right there, I think Mark does like a thong. I think Daddy does like a fucking thong, because here it is. Also, what's Daddy? Daddy? What's you Dad doing? Carol, put your ass away.
Oh, double tap, double tap, double tap.
Not for you, though.
I hate it when the girls have got the collagen in the lips.
Right. There's not a lot.
Excuse me, Carol. Get back in your fucking box. I've got collagen in my lips and I wear thong bikinis. And if you don't like it,
don't look.
Fuck off. Guys, hello and welcome to your Wednesday Knit Tuck Not Giving a
Fucking Fuck.
We never call it Knit Tuck Not Giving a Fuck.
Do you know Thea, when she says it, she goes, Knit Tuck, and then she goes, can I swear, Mum? And I go, no, you can't. And she goes, okay, because she knows she must
have heard it. I think we're just known as Knit Tuck now.
Yeah, we are. What a great name.
Fantastic.
Like, I'll never get over, like, I've sent her a present, the girl who made that name, because it's such a...
Didn't you send her an LED mask?
I sent her as something like that. Yeah, I can't fucking remember now. But she deserves it. Jesus.
Right now, what have we got on today, Lauren?
Right, first of all, we are going to wade in. We're going to get our wellies on and we're wading into the Jess.
I feel like
right stuff.
We're a bit late to the party, but it's very us.
We are, but...
And I was one of the first people to pick up on the video being not okay.
You were, so we're wading in on that. We've also added a little section that we'll do now and again, and it's called What We Bought This Week. So it might be a load of shite, it might be interesting. It's what we spent our stupid money on this week.
Yeah, our stupid money. Right, okay then, how to get in touch. We need you at Knit Tuck. You are what make this podcast amazing. Send in your recommendations, your hacks, your tips, your tricks, your slutty stories, your fun stories, your dilemmas. Funny stories, your dilemmas, all of the things we want to hear from you. So if you go onto your Instagram, open the app up at Knit Tuck Pod, you can then click the link in our bio and it'll tell you all the different things you can do with us. You can watch us on YouTube. You can join in the chat on Patreon. Also, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but you actually get the episode a day early on Patreon.
Yep, you do. You get it the
night before.
Afternoon before, I think it is. So if you just cannot fucking wait off your Wednesday morning, you're busy, you can listen to it on Tuesday night.
So basically, if you've got Patreon, you are a Knit Tuck VIP.
Yeah, you are.
You get the bonus episode in video form.
Yes, you do.
You get ad-free listens. You get it the night before. And you get to message us and all the other Knit Tuck girls.
Yeah, it's
been, I am on them more than my socials.
Same, absolutely. It's fantastic. It really is. Like, I'm proud of it, very proud of it.
Right.
Right, first of all, are you all right? You seem a bit stressed today.
It's all a lot.
It's a lot. Mm. That's how I felt. I think sometimes things get a lot, don't they? Well, I feel, not about you, it's about me. I would like a round of applause, actually. I've not told you what yet. I've got thrush. No, that wasn't. Yeah. That was the next thing. I have not vaped. Well, so I have not vaped now for 9 days, except I kind of just relapsed a tiny bit and had a suck on Lucas's bongo because I was really desperate. But I did ask him to get me one because I thought I can't do this anymore. And then when he rang me and said, which one do you want? I was like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not going to do this. I've done 9 fucking days. I know loads of people vape. And I have to say, I've done this before. Like, I have quit before. I have never found anything hard to stop. Even when I smoked, I'd smoke continuously. Then I would go on holiday with my mum and dad.
It's when you have a wine,
yeah,
really.
And I'd stop for 2 weeks. Then when I was pregnant, I didn't smoke. Smoking is a habit I've been able to really easily pick up and drop over a long time. Vaping, it's one of the hardest things. I swear to God. I was trying to explain to James, because I feel like James was a bit like, shut up. And I was like, no. At night time, I was tapping. Literally, I've eaten everything. Yesterday, I went in the drawers and I found some sweets that I don't even like. I started throwing them in my mouth. It must be the vaping thing. It's been so hard, but I'm 9 days in because I Googled.
It takes 21 days to break a habit.
Well, I've sucked on Lucas's bong a little bit when I got here, so we're back to zero. But
you need one of those countdown things on your phone. I have not vaped.
Oh, I've been sober for
2 hours,
and I'm going to post it on my Instagram. But yeah, it's really hard to stop, you know, guys. And I don't have any tips other than I went cold turkey, and every time I nearly bought one, I just said to myself, "Absolutely not." Buy something else and went on H&M or whatever, or ate something.
A dopamine hit.
Yeah, that's what it is. Or I ate. Apparently, it's a habit. So I'm trying to break it, but I just thought I'd share that with you because last time I stopped, everyone was like, "How did you do it?" I only did a week last time. My other update is that I've had terrible thrush because I feel
the thrush addicted to you. No, sorry.
Honestly, really bad thrush. Like, I've not had it for ages.
Go on.
I used a body wash that is really good for your body, but because I was really lazy in the shower.
Oh, was it a scented one?
It was a glycolic one. And because, I know, I was so...
Whoa!
Yeah, that will throw your pH off.
I was really lazy in the shower and I did my body and I thought, can't be arsed getting me, like, fuck it, washing
you
my fanny
with it.
You
can do your arse with it, but not...
Not your fanny. No. Oh, wow. Then I came on my period. So then I had thrush and period. And it was like a jam scone. Yeah, I'll let you work out
why. We had that call yesterday, and that was some of the most horrific details I've ever heard.
Yeah, so I thought I would make Lucas feel really uncomfortable by telling him how much I was bleeding.
Putting tampons in the jam scone. No.
I couldn't. It's a jam scone. There's a mixture of things coming out.
I'm going to stop. Okay. I take things far, and that's a lot.
It's bad. So I just wanted everyone to
at
know.
At least not what do you call the other one? A Jack Daniel's sauce milkshake.
When you're at the end of your period. And I have you at the end of your period, when you're like, how do you describe it? It's like Jack Daniel's sauce. And no, so my downstairs is not good at the minute. So I just thought I'd share that with everyone in case anyone else has a bad downstairs.
Some probiotics.
Probiotics. Yeah, it's getting there. But I just thought I'd share. Because I mean, what else would we talk about?
Exactly. I took the kids to Soho House at the weekend and they were really naughty.
I was going to ask you about this. So
they kicked each other and then Teddy kicked Saskia and she lay on the floor crying until we went and picked her up.
So I was going to ask you about this because we were talking on Saturday about...
James Corden was in there!
Really?
Yeah!
Did you leave?
Yeah.
Ed just went, there's James Corden.
And that was it.
And
who was he, what was he doing?
I don't know. It was behind me and I didn't want to be a captain look that.
Yeah, so you just didn't. Well, I was going to ask you about this because we were talking on Saturday about something to do with work and you were like, I can't reply to any of this. I've had a horrific day with the kids and I'm crying.
Yeah.
So what, go on, you took them to Soho House?
Took them to Soho House.
Just for dinner?
Who the fuck does that?
Well, yeah.
They're allowed in the pool, you know, between 9 and 12.
That's good.
I think so, because then you can take them in the pool, have breakfast with them.
Well, not if they do what they did.
No, they were just shits.
Just on one, just on one.
They were just
shits. Oh, and do you know what's the worst bit?
And then someone on Patreon messaged, I saw you, but I didn't come over because you were with the kids, and I was probably like, ah!
Were they just on one?
Yeah, and then on the way home, Ed got us a Yogg Breeze.
Oh,
which
I love that.
Frozen yogurts. And a car slammed on in front of him and everyone's freaking and I just went I think I even kicked the dashboard
just angry.
And he was like, and Ed never shouts, and even Ed was
did
like
he lose
you
it? Oh, no. It happens sometimes, they are just assholes, and you just, Thea used to have me in tears when she was a toddler all the time, because they're like, someone described them on Patreon as little drunk people, and I thought
they are
falling all over. Right.
Let's get into
it. Okay.
Because there's so much to dissect here, and I don't want to take up the whole podcast on it. Right. I will lead this one because I have
you feel strongly.
And yeah. I just want to caveat this. So this, we're talking about the Rights podcast. I don't know what it's called, but it's Natalia, Jess and Carol. So I think it's Carol's in her 60s, Jess is in her 30s and Natalia's in her 20s.
Yeah, which is actually It's a great female chat. Yeah.
It's right at home, but then
right at home. So it's them sat in the kitchen, the three girly worlds, mum and daughters. And I think they've had it for a while. Yes. Now, I actually really like Jess, right? I used to listen to her other podcast, do you remember?
And you it was didn't called like
Girls Unfiltered.
Right, because didn't her brother come on and you were like,
so I'm
like
going to talk about all this.
Girls No Filter.
Girls No Filter was her other podcast, and she did that with her two friends. And it was while some of them were having babies, some weren't. And I really, it was what it was. She brought that out, like, I think at the same time we brought ours out. So I used to listen to hers, and her friends were like normal girls with jobs. And it was just a really nice podcast. And anyway, Mark Wright came on it. And I can't remember the exact details, so don't quote me like verbatim what was said, but he said something about, and I wouldn't be surprised if after I've mentioned this, this podcast disappears.
Right.
Something about normal, not celebrity women shouldn't take selfies. Something about selfies,
I remember it at the time, because I remember you being like, ooh.
Because, like, why are you taking a picture of yourself? Because you're kind of irrelevant vibe, but you read into that as you will. Mm-hmm. Go and listen if you want. And then other bits about like people's metabolisms and weight loss and
just something you weren't keen.
And I was like, what the heck, like, she's like, what?
And why but is now, a man even talking about women's shit?
Yeah
Like,
then okay, by the way, I just want to say, Michelle, you're out of this. Like, yeah, you're not, like, you
this
are
isn't you.
You are a whole separate entity to what Lauren and I are discussing, and like, blink twice, Michelle, if you need help. Like, we love you.
Yes.
So, and I've met her before, and she was one of the, and you've met her before.
She's James's friend. She's friends with James, and James said the exact same sound.
And no one has got a bad word say about Michelle Keegan.
She's too fucking pretty.
She's so nice. Like, normal, nice, gorgeous. Sound. Anyway, right now, this is what I'm caveating this chat with, because I don't want anyone to ever get upset about something that we have said, okay? But
we're different and we're allowed.
No, I just think that this isn't these ladies' faults. And by the sounds of, I've listened now to three family members, four, to Mark, the mum and the sisters, and they all, I think it's the way that they've been brought up and the way that they talk in their house and their values.
And yeah, fine.
And you are a product of your environment, which is why we should all be very conscious of the way that we speak to ourselves, our children, our friends, our family. So from listening to the Mark Wright thing, I thought misogynistic, okay, vibe. And we're really lucky our mums have never been like that with us. But I think that, like, let's just take a step back and be like, that's the way that they've been brought up. And honestly, the way that they were speaking, I'm going to go into it, I don't think that they thought that what they were saying was wrong in any way.
Well, they wouldn't have said it.
But then the next bit that I'm going to come on to is when it first got posted, I think it was up for about half a day, and then I found it.
It was on Patreon, the girls in Patreon.
No, also, I put it on Patreon.
Did you put it in first?
Yeah. Right. And I put a message on it like, guys, come on, like, this isn't
not cool.
Cool kind of thing. And I think, like, whoever runs the account put back, like, laughing faces.
That's why Lucas won't let me reply to anyone.
But then, right, and we need to get your stance on this.
Absolutely.
The video stayed on them for like another 24, 48 hours after, like, do you know who wrote a comment on it? You know, our friend Olive. She put,
oh, I bet.
Fucking losers.
I bet, because Olive's cool as fuck. And she gets her ass out.
And then,
so,
like, loads of people, like, I was reading the comments, they were flowing in.
At the same
and then on
time,
Patreon, people.
Should they have deleted that or not, really? Because, number one, Rage Bait does really well. We got shit ton of bad comments about that smoking one that I did. We didn't delete it because I kind of think at the same time you can't then, you said what you said.
So this is what I'm going to ask Lucas. Lucas, right?
Yep.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
And would you have let us do that?
No.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Would you have known as a man that it's off?
That you know it's off, and would you have said to us, that's going to piss people off, don't say it? Because in that case, I would have been like, tough shit, that's what I think.
We do that. Because we do yeah. that. And we're not perfect, by the way, in any capacity.
And we say things that offend people, but that and we've got a podcast. But Luke,
like, would you have done a crisis management if the comments were flowing in? You would have done, wouldn't you? You would have said, like, good.
I don't know, because on the one hand, like, look, we are all about positivity and, like, women and things like that. But, you know, we are about getting those fun debates that...
Yeah,
that, and this is what we're doing now.
Yeah, that people have a really strong left or right. As long as it's not, you know, nothing like...
Offensive.
Yeah, if it's something, you know, about this, where people have left or right. I do like it. So I don't know, like... And it gets picked up.
It gets picked up. Everyone's talking about the podcast that probably never listens
to.
You
do have to have crisis meetings, but...
The video's now gone. So basically, what was said on the video is... I hate it when girls wear thong bikinis, and Daddy said it was not attractive, and Will said it's not attractive, and then Natalia said, and when they bend over...
What got me is when Jess said, Will absolutely hates it when
despises
when girls wear thong bikinis. And I thought...
I wear a thong bikini.
Whether you do or not, I don't give a fuck whether your husband... despise. And also, why is your husband despising? Why does he care?
The bit where they said you should leave things to the imagination. And this girl did the TikToks. I've been in this.
Have you seen the comments?
Oh.
So I've put them on your... Just to counteract. Like, I would let us do it, but it's just, I think, like, obviously we're all about, like, being positive towards women. That's that's what I meant by...
I get what you're saying.
Right. So basically, this girl did this video and she was like... I don't want you imagining me, you fucking perv.
Yeah. Like, I don't need it to my imagination.
Here's me in a thong. If you don't like it, fuck off. Yeah. And if you do, fine. Like,
I've not done it. I've not worn a thong or not worn a thong.
For you.
Because what your husband's view of it is. And the other thing is that made me think, so how do you know that he despises it? They must have been at
a
beach
about
club.
Girls.
And he must have said to her, fucking hate
Ed
it when...
Ed would never.
James doesn't care.
Ed would be like...
Well, yeah, James would probably be like... Oh. And I'd probably go, cool, look at that ass. Yes, and then James would go, oh, yeah.
Tits at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
I did in Razo Kema. I'm a homosexual. And there was this Russian lady wearing a thong bikini. Me and my mate were just staring.
Yeah. Out of...
Stunning.
It's fabulous. Bitch, clap those cheeks.
Yeah, like, I haven't got the cheeks to clap. But if I did...
You don't even need.
No,
fuck you want.
I think the main concern here is, number one, women saying that other women should dress a certain way. That's your first thing. That's your first problem. They shouldn't be saying what we should and shouldn't wear. The second thing is men saying what we should and shouldn't wear, and men having an opinion on whether my arse cheek is out or not. That's the issue. And then you saying that that's normal. Daddy.
Daddy.
I mean, that's a separate issue. Call him what you
want.
I haven't got
then
one. But
I went back and had a look at a few other ones. Right.
Other ones.
I think it is just how they're the product of their environment. So maybe Big Mark Wright has a lot to answer for. We'll come on to that in a second. There was another video, and it was like, I hate it when the girls have got the collagen in the lips.
Right. There's not a lot.
Carol, get back in your fucking box. I've got collagen in my lips, and I wear thong bikinis. And if you don't like it,
don't look.
Fuck off.
There's not a lot that really riles me, but what really... riles me is when, and it does, it really riles me, and it does tend to be older women, I'll be honest, is when
men,
when they get Botox and filler wrong, and they say things like, oh, she's got all that Botox in her lips, or they go, she's got that filler in her head. No, first of all, if you're going to slag it off, get it right. Botox is for freezing the muscles, the filler is for plumping. I don't have Botox in my lips. That. And it shows that they don't know what they're talking about.
And it's
about.
Not collagen either.
And it's not collagen. Would you shut up? And sorry, I don't want to... I probably shouldn't... Has Carol not got any collagen anywhere? Because I won't be saying that unless I have no collagen anywhere. Like, I think you've got a bit of collagen. I think you've got a bit of collagen in there.
I'd love it if Carol just revolted against Big Mark Wright and went, fuck and just off! Went,
yeah, and just wore a thong and had collagen lip.
Like, go, Carol, bitch.
Do you know what? It's hard because we said this the other day. Look, we say shit that pisses people off and offends people. We do. And it is hard, but once you've said it, you've got to own it. You've got to own it.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
don't just do an Instagram screen apology. Like, come on, cry.
Cry, like, and be like, I'm so sorry, I should not have done that.
Yeah, like, just have a laugh about it. Be like, guys, like, yeah, my dad's a massive wanker and he's taught me all of these things.
I probably shouldn't have said it.
And I, for my children, will now be taking classes in
female empowerment
things.
But the other thing is, though, right, there's a little bit of it.
Oh, my God. I'd love it if you two did that for men.
Well, like a class. The other thing is, right, just because we disagree with it doesn't, if that's how they choose to be.
And there would be thousands of women
that are like
and
that.
At first, when there was less comments in, like, the negative ones, because obviously it got traction, didn't it? And then everyone like, you know. There was, like, women like, yeah, it's really inappropriate and da-da-da-da.
Let's now talk about the thong bikini in general. Do you... let's say, and a lot of people say at kids clubs, like, what is an arse cheek going to offend a kid? But a lot of people say, like, when there's children, you shouldn't wear a thong bikini, or if you're on holiday with your mates, it's all right, but not with your family. What are your thoughts on that?
So, for example, I was in Dubai and this girl came into Verde and there were kids in there, you know, because it's like a restaurant.
Yeah.
And she was wearing just a see-through dress.
Breasts out.
Nipples.
The thing
and
is...
And that, I was a bit like, that's weird.
Potentially not the right venue for that outfit.
Yeah, but you can't tell but other you can't people, tell like, what people they can that. And can't wear.
And also, is a kid going to be... Is a nipple...
Saskia would be like, Mummy, well, that lady's boob
is and that's... But is it going to cause them any damage to see a bum cheek or a nipple? I don't know. I think behaviour is worse if you... If
Let us know what you think, guys. But next video that... we need to talk about that I saw. What daughter-in-laws should do when they go to their in-laws for the first time. They did a video about that.
I haven't seen that one.
And Carol said, offer to wash their cars.
No, she did not.
Do the dishes.
And do you know why this is? Clean up. Do you know what this is coming all back to again? What they think a woman... And what they think a woman that is suitable for their son should behave like. I wonder if Michelle did the cars outside when she got...
Is Elliot one of them?
A cousin, I think. I like his girlfriend as well. She seems quite nice. Yeah. I watched they had a programme once.
Sadie.
She seemed really nice. Very pretty girl. She seemed really nice. I liked her. But yeah, so that is where it's all coming. That is what it is. It's your... We think that this is the right type of woman.
Video's been deleted. I don't know if that...
So you, on the back of that, you're going to the in-laws for the first time. What do you think is appropriate?
Just be myself and... take a bottle of wine with you.
But that's... You would do that anyway. Like, so if you're going to someone's house, that's just
a nice
thing. Right,
let's give our tips then, right? So Carol and Jess and everyone... I think at one point, don't quote me, it might have been someone's put it in the comments, but it was like, and just get the shopping and everything or something. I was like, oh, what?
Get the shopping and everything.
I don't know. So anyway, like, basically do the most. If you go around, like, do the most. So what I would say to my daughters, if they went round for the first time to someone's house... Take a gift, like, I don't know, a bouquet of flowers.
Some flowers, a wine.
Candle, something like that.
I don't know if I'd take a gift. I feel like flowers and wine. I don't think I'd take a present.
Well,
then it's like,
apparently with presents, what you're meant to do is nothing that you have to do any work for. So flowers...
Flowers you do.
You do. Yeah. So flowers are
and
terrible.
And some people don't drink, so that's why a candle was always good.
But then
good.
You're giving them a gift. For what for? Hi, your
They're
parents.
You
so,
for tea.
Right, so it's not. I want to be a good daughter-in-law.
No,
so here's a gift.
You
it's more,
and also
you're
it's
having
the
me
first
for tea.
Time. And if you want, yeah, like
so here's
I,
a gift.
I think that that's very It's a really thoughtful thing to do.
Okay. Couldn't you offer to make the pudding? Because that way it shows if you make it.
No, no.
Because you would.
I would be so fucking offended if I invited someone round to my house
and they brought a trifle.
Well, you offer, but you're basically saying,
no,
let me take.
It's 2026, and also, like, bitch, I'm sucking your son's cock. Like, oh. Right. Anyway,
right.
So.
And then I lick the spoon when I make the trifle.
Let me just tell you what I do. Okay,
go on.
I would say to them, take a gift round or a token. Take your token. Then go round and be engaged in conversation. Don't be on your phone.
Agree.
Yeah. Obviously, like, offer if it's just mum doing stuff, but really take note of all of this because dad should be helping as well. Mm-hmm. I always notice that when I go around to other people's houses. Mm-hmm. Like, does the dad get up and start helping the mum? Mm-hmm. If he doesn't, then
that's you maybe you then coming into that.
Potentially offer. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, would you like some help tidying up? Or, you know, can I make anyone a drink?
Yes.
Or something like that. But you need to read the vibe of the room because sometimes that is not the vibe. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'd feel really suffocated if someone came to my house and was trying to do the most.
Yeah, and trying to tidy up and put things in the wrong place in my cupboards. That'd piss me off.
What would you give advice on?
I think very much the same. I also think it depends on the type of parents. So, like, for example, using James's mum and dad as an example, they are really chill. If I went round with a bunch of flowers, I think she'd probably be grateful. But I think for me, it's more...
the first time you went
round? Yeah, I didn't take her any flowers. But weighing up the situation and what kind of people they are and what they would expect. Are they very chill people or are they quite, you know, proper and this is how we do things? And then I think, like you've just said, be yourself, because there is no point pretending to be something you're not, because you can't keep that up. And I think having an opinion is still good. Listen, we're not talking about politics, but I think still, if you disagree with something in the right way, being like, do you know what? I don't think that. I think being you and talking about yourself, but listening to them.
Be you from the beginning. From the beginning. Otherwise, it's a fucking...
It's hard work.
Oh, we've all done that.
I think
before.
It's hard work. It's hard work. Yeah. I think just be who you are. And like you've just said, engaging in conversation, not on your phone. That's my pet hate. If you go around and you're on your phone away, do not be on your phone. And ask them questions, because I feel like when people are a little bit older, we forget to ask them questions like, what do you do? What's your, like, find out about
pretend
them.
To like their
pretend
dog.
To be interested. Yes, if they've got a dog, you pretend to like the dog. It's really important that, even if, like, I know you have to you have to pretend, because people's dogs are like the kids. Also, if they have kids, pretend to like the kids, pretend to play with them. You have to.
What if the mum's food?
You have to just eat it and suck it up and just don't go for tea again, or offer to go for dinner next time.
Bring a takeaway.
Yeah, but I do think what we're saying here is be yourself. Be yourself, be engaged, be interested, be funny, be you. And then remember that you're not just trying to, like, there's this whole thing of we need to impress the in-laws. Why? You're not marrying, why? Like, and if your husband-to-be or partner-to-be is heavily influenced by whether their mum and dad like you, then I don't want to be with you anyway. And I think just, also, they may
also,
be a bitch.
Also, if you're just being yourself and they don't like you, then fine. That's more of a them problem.
Exactly.
Like,
and do you think that the mum is going to be planning how she's going? No, because she is who she is.
Also, if the mum's hard work to you, trust me, she will have been hard work to the son. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you get a measure there and then of what the mum's
going to
be like.
And if they're not very nice to you, like, stick up for yourself back. Like,
I agree. It's how you have to assess it by situation, but going round and washing the car, I'm sorry, I can't get over that. Did she really say that?
So, basically, to wrap up the rights podcast.
No, we've missed a bit.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to say.
Right.
It's all come to light. That big old Mark Wright.
Big Marky.
Our mate, Chelsea Ferguson. We love Chelsea. Chels Fergo. So if you're the same age as us, you'll know who Chels Fergo is. She was a big celebrity back in our day.
She was the original, like, OnlyFans girl. Vibe. Yeah,
she used to do this thing called Titty Tuesday, where she'd show her tits in different places. And me and Lauren, she won't mind us saying this, I've spoken to her about it before, we actually did her tits for her.
And we aspired to be like,
We've got a picture of me licking one nipple and Lauren licking the other nipple.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where it is. I don't know. Yeah. And she got great tits. She was the original, like...
She, you know, she's still got the same boobs that we did on it.
Are we showing that picture on screen or...?
We can. Yeah, yeah, I've covered her nipples up. We'll show it here. Yeah. Head over to YouTube.
But she basically waded in. And
how funny that we're talking about this story, but Chelsea Ferguson,
she waded in and she showed receipts with a screenshot of Big Mark Rye actually liking her scantily clad pictures. And her whole take on it was basically, oh, I don't think you're right there. I think Mark does like a thong. I think Daddy does like a fucking thong. Because here it is. Also, what's Daddy? What's Daddy doing? Carol, put your ass away. Oh, double tap, double tap, double tap. Not for you, though. Not for you, double tap, double tap. I think Daddy
and
does
then
like
there was
a thong.
Another TikTok that I sent this morning in the chat, and it was this girl, and basically I think that they're doing like some PR crisis management hopefully now,
because everyone was also pulling out old pictures, by the way, of Jess Wright and Natalia wearing a thong
in the airport.
In the airport.
Yeah.
Wow, of all the places.
Yeah, have you seen all these comments? It's absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Go on, like, read some.
So it's like, did no one see Jess on Towie? She was always in this sort of bikini when it was pool parties. Yeah. It's disgusting. Women still have to deal with other women tearing them down for their clothing choices. There's Jess, honey, I do not need to dress for your husband, and I certainly don't want him imagining me naked.
Love it.
This is not why the baddies wear thong bikinis. One rule for everyone else and their own rules for them. Double standards at their finest.
Yeah, totally agree.
Now, end bit, they shouldn't be cancelled for that, though. Because, listen, they've still got a target audience of people with those
views. That will agree, yeah, and that's fine.
And, you know, we get a lot of stuff all the time of...
things we say.
Hate on us, like, for, you know, you shouldn't be talking about surgery and and the way you carry on, you two slag mothers,
the way you talk, it's not that we're not vetted. The things we talk about are gross, like, you know.
We're a disgrace to women, so that's fine, like, and if that's your niche, then perfect,
and because, we have our people,
like, they're not our people, but they're yours. But then someone was saying that, like, her M&S brand deal might be getting cancelled.
That's not fair. That's not fair. At the end of the day, this is what the podcast is. We talk about things that are going on and we have an opinion. But you also, the one thing we always say is you should be allowed an opinion. We don't agree with that fond opinion, but they should be allowed to have that opinion. And they have a podcast and they should be able to say that that's their opinion, and they shouldn't then be cancelled because of it. They've not said anything fucking horrific. They've just said that they don't like women in thong bikinis and collagen in the lips. That's up to them. So I think although we're debating it and we disagree with it, I don't think people should be cancelled because of their view. Like, M&S, what? Come on. Like, if that's true, I think that's too far. Like, we've said our piece, now let's carry on, kind of thing.
Although, if they are dropping them, we are big fans of M&S Hale, aren't we? So we are available.
We are available. And we could wear a thong whilst shopping in M&S.
I don't think M&S sell thong bikinis.
Do you not?
No.
They sell thongs.
They sell thongs.
I would go round M&S in a thong for a
fee. You wore the bum knickers for the Brits.
I did.
They're discontinued now. You know, you bought one of the last pairs available.
You got me them, didn't you? Yeah. I needed them. I had no arse in that dress. I just needed it. Oh, my God, that night, though, somebody brushed past me, and I was just fucking mortified. They didn't mean to touch my arse, but I know they did. You know, when someone just brushes past you, literally not on purpose, and I knew that they were thinking, what is under that? What have you got under there? And I was like, oh, that's awkward.
All right, guys, let's have a little break, and we'll be back.
We'll be back in a minute. Right, we are back from the break, and what we're going to talk about now, just while we're at it, is things that we could say to our boyfriend that they could never say to us. So tell us how this came about, and then we'll do a clip.
We've just been talking about, like, women, female empowerment, the way that women speak of each other. empowering each other, being kind, all those
things. Equal to man.
And it got us thinking, basically, we can say stuff to men that they would never be allowed to say to us. And that's absolutely fine.
Yeah. When we talk about women's rights, like, to a degree.
So, what are the things?
Yeah. So these are the things that we think that we can say to men, but men could not say back to us. Okay. First one. Oh, don't touch me.
Stop talking. Your breath stinks.
Imagine that. You fucking stink. Why are you breathing like that?
I don't care. Go away.
Why the fuck are you chewing so loud?
Oh, you're not wearing that, are you?
And the other one is, it's the sex rejection. Yeah. This really makes me laugh. So if a man, if our boyfriend tries it on with us, I'm like, oh, no, not tonight. I'm not in the mood. No, get off. You're always trying it on. Now, can we just spin this? If we tried it on with a man and he said to me, oh, I'm not in the mood, get off, I would be mortified for one. And then I'd be like,
stop touching me, your breath stinks.
I'm like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. And it's so funny because there are so many things. It's so true. We're like, we want women's, you know, rights and all this, but there are certain things that we're allowed to say and they're just not allowed to say. It's like the outfit thing. You just said one then. If you said, and I say it to James all the time, oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
That looks ridiculous. Why would you put those pants? Go and get changed. Those trainers do not match.
Oh my God, look at the blackheads on your nose.
Yeah, we need to sort the nose out. You've got blackheads.
Look at the hair and the blackheads.
You need to trim your nose hair.
And you've got hair here.
Yeah, or even sometimes, like, you need a haircut.
Get your nails done, please.
Now, can you imagine if
your feet are disgusting.
If a man said to us,
oh my God,
you're wearing
confidence.
That? Absolutely not. Take that off. Imagine you got ready and then Ed went, no, you look ridiculous. Go and get changed.
Our confidence would be on the floor.
Absolutely. What other things are there? Guys, comment if you can think of things that would be fine for us to say. But if a man said it back, it would just, we'd be ringing our friends and they'd be like, you need to leave him. He's abusing you. Yeah. Wouldn't we? But we're absolutely fine with it. I love that. Right. I think we need to lead into a section that I think is going to be like really fun, actually, because of the random shit that we buy. What did we buy this week? What have you spent your hard-earned money on? Ed's hard-earned money on. What have you bought this week? And then I'm going to do the same.
Right. Okay. So, news just in. These are my random buys of the week. Some are new, some are old. Some are viral products, some are expensive, some are not. They're all over the place.
It's a mismatch.
All over the place. True Dates, okay? These are, I swear I saw them on the Kardashians, but basically, they're £1.99 and they're a pack of dates. We all know how good dates are for us. Your hair, your nails, your skin, everything.
To poo your pants.
Love that for us. And basically, you can get them in all different flavors, a nutritious, fibrous snack, sour, apple, watermelon, cookie dough. Dates are big. So True Dates.
Okay.
Aveeno Oat Bath. I've told Lauren about this. So she's been having issues with Tommy's skin. Anyone with like eczema, dry skin issues, or just literally like wanting hydrated, gorgeous skin, oat baths are amazing. You've all seen, well, some may have not, but putting oats into tights, a pair of opaque tights, and then putting it in the bath is a really good way of
to get the oat juice.
Yeah. But this Aveeno Oat Bath come in sachets and you pour it in the bath.
Easy breezy. I wonder if you could make overnight oats with it as well. Double it up.
Now this. I bought it with me to show you just the bottle.
Oh, nice.
This is the Vita Liberata The Glaze. I'll get them to send you some if you want to try it. This is a tripeptide tan body serum. They've described it as the NAD Plus of tan.
Oh,
it's got tripeptide 1 and 7, I think, in it. And basically, I've got it on now. That's one layer.
Really nice.
Stunning. It's like a clear serum that comes out.
And
you know that Dermalogica one that I swear by, but it's like, I think it's like £100.
Ooh.
It's the same concept of that, but with a fucking tan in it.
Revolutionary.
I don't think it's out yet, but if you want to try it, let me know.
I do want to try it.
Baker said to you, I was one of the first people to try it, and it's fucking fabulous. I should have a code. Have a look on my Instagram. Home Bargains is now online!
Ah! Home Bargains is fucking great.
Home fucking BOGO.
Homie BOGO.
Hogo. Oh my God. Look at the selection of Hinch Home, Outdoor Lights, Hinch Farm.
I love Home They've Bargains.
I got the girls those Love Heart pyjamas.
They'd sold out. I wanted to get the girls them, but they only had one. And I thought I need to get both of them or they'll be all right.
Do you think their branding is like targeting homosexuals? It always makes me laugh when I go in.
Homos.
Top brands, bottom bargains and prices. Really?
And then it's called Homo Bargains.
Homo Bargains. Right. Tops and bottoms.
Never noticed that.
I mean, maybe that's why I like it as well. Listen, guys, on there, I got like my Lenore Spring Awakenings, £1.49 for some mini eggs.
What?
There's tan on there.
They're about a tenner in Tesco.
There's a £69.99 canoe.
Lucas,
end up at 3
Lucas,
in the morning.
69? Is it for the homos?
Can you check the best offer that I got on there? They had like these Easter things for the kids with like different like Kinder bits in and they were like $2.99. Then the best offer was that I got the Lenore beads. Search how much they are. I swear they were £2.50.
Right. I love Home Bargains. I like to go for a trip there though.
It wasn't that. It was. Then also they've got all of the Spanish cleaning products as well on there. And you know how fucking annoying it is carrying your... Yeah, look, £2.85 for the Go scroll
right,
down.
I'm going on
scroll
it.
Scroll down. £2.85 for the Lenore beads. They should usually be like £7-8.
That I really like Home Bargains, and I like going in with the kids because it's not expensive, so they can just pick shit up.
It's for before the Easter holidays. Crafty bits. I like cleaning bits. Yeah. Snacks. It's got it all. Yes.
I like it. I wonder if they want to work with us.
I'm in there the time.
I would. I'd go in there in a thong.
Same
as well as M&S,
and they've got some really nice candles in
right
there,
so Home Bargains online. That is an absolute shout out. Well done.
I can't remember if I said last week, so William, my friend, him and his Spanish mate, they love Spanish cleaning
products. Savvy.
No, let me just quickly find out. It.
Right, okay. My last couple now. Sorry, Lauren, I'm taking over.
No, I love it.
Eucerin Mist. Is that how you say it?
Eucerin's really good.
Right. So, my friend Skinvestment, I know I talk about her all the time.
I've just bought something off her account.
Oh my God, have a look at her page, guys. Obsessed, beyond obsessed. She put me onto it because basically it's a body lotion mist. So, it's a hyaluronic body mist. I use it on my face, I use it on my body. It's stunning. You know what it's like some days when you can't be arsed putting your body lotions on?
Putting body lotion on is like it's a job. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why that Vita one with it all in, love. So, basically, you just go, you get out the shower, go shh, and you can put it on damp skin as well because it's hyaluronic. Love! Love, love, love. Number 98 beauty hair product.
So that's Lorna's, is it?
I think Lorna has something to do with it. I didn't actually know that. I love the branding. Very chic. Mm. The mask. Can we talk about the mask?
Is it a hair mask?
You should ask if they can send you it to try.
Okay.
It's fucking phenomenal.
Really?
Phenomenal. Minnal. And last but not least, a very rogue one. Slob proof paint pens. Bing. Right, basically, because I've just moved house and like there is, you know, when you see like a bit on a wall or a chip or something,
you start to notice little bits,
and I'm a bit OCD-y. My decorator filled all of these pens up for me. I think it's like £20 for 10, and they're like a, you know, like a Touche Clap pen.
Yes.
But he puts like living room, bedroom, and you keep.
Wow, that's a very
that
fucking good
is
idea.
So good.
And that will stop me screaming in children's faces.
Do you know, like in the bathroom when you see like.
It's when something's somewhere that keeps getting something brushed past it. And I've got one in the. We've got one of Tommy's chairs, and whenever we pull it out, I look behind it and it's been catching it. And it's really
slob
annoying.
Proof. Love that.
Go. Slob proof paint pens. Where do we get them?
Amazon.
Of course. Right. Amazon's a shout as well. I love Amazon. Right, mine are on my phone, so I'm going to read mine for you now. Mine are really random. It's just shit that I've bought this week, and that's basically it. So, okay. One thing, basically, that's it. I bought this week a Silver Cross high chair. A black Silver Cross high chair.
James, did you not get it sent?
I couldn't be asked. James said...
That's very posh of you.
I know. Well, James said get an IKEA one, because they're just so easy.
I've got the IKEA ones.
It just didn't feel right. He deserves a throne.
So good.
He deserves a throne. James came home and he's like, what's
How
that?
How much was it?
£120.
It's not that bad.
It's quite expensive for a high chair, but it's black. It's really good. It's sturdy and he sits in it and his leg things go up. So his little legs sit out like that. And he's like, we were saying, he's like, is it Dr. Evil?
Yeah.
He sits in it because it's too big for him with a little blonde fluffy head. Aww. His legs up and he's like, and he fucking loves it. And I keep saying to James, see?
The egg high chair is really good as
well. Is
that
a good one? I can't remember what this one's called, but it's really, really good and I really like it. I bought a shit ton of Baby Boy tracksuits off Zara. They weren't
expensive. I think Zara Kids washes.
I know, but he doesn't even like it. He's not in them that long. He shits on them or something.
And they're still quite expensive.
They weren't bad. They weren't bad.
Matalan Kids clothes.
I like Matalan Kids.
And Asda Kids clothes.
I get a lot from Asda. Asda's nicer for girls, though.
No,
boys.
I thought that the Sam and Billy range for the boys is nice.
Yeah, but I dress
there.
Him. I dress him quite like a lad. And there, I find that they were quite prince.
And
prince
you were taking
Harry.
The piss out of me for letting Teddy wear underarm.
He's still not wearing. There's a difference between a tracksuit and an
underarm. Teddy loves underarm. I don't
know
why.
I get it. Well, the boys
love
do.
It. All my gym kit.
Why?
Anyway.
Anywho.
I bought a really nice brown leather jacket from Zara. It wasn't expensive, so it's not real leather, but it's like brown, leathery look, kind of bombery, a bit tight round the waist. You know, it's got a drawstring and it's got a hood on it, and I meant to wear it today and forgot. I'm really annoyed about that. And it wasn't expensive, and it's really nice, like a chocolate brown, so I'll get the link. So, speaking of like boring shit, yeah. I got the Dr. Beckman stain remover off Amazon. I needed some more. You know, that's great.
Have you seen they've done a mini one?
Well, I posted it on Instagram and someone messaged me saying that their carpet cleaner told them off for using this.
My carpet cleaner told me to use that.
Don't know. And said that it can damage your carpet. But what they recommended, again, Amazon, HG stain remover, and apparently it's the fucking dog.
And it's like, it looks quite industrial.
Yes.
I've seen that.
And apparently that is the
HG glass cleaner is fucking sick
so
as well.
So I ordered that.
God, we're gimps.
Then I ordered a Charlotte Tilbury brown eyeliner, a liquid one. Don't know if it's good yet, but said online it is. And then we haven't mentioned this. You put me onto the sale, the end sale, didn't you? There was the end clothing.
Guys.
There was a sale on and I got a Skims hoodie, a black oversized one. What I will say is I got extra small and it's still fucking huge.
Is it a men's one?
No, but it's oversized, but it really is. You'd
is
wear
it,
it. No, it's just like a hoodie. You'd wear it with leggings as almost like a big hoodie. You couldn't wear it with trackies as well,
send
or you'd look homeless.
Was it in the sale?
Yeah, £90. I don't know what it was meant to be. And then I got two Skims t-shirts as well. You know, the everyday, like whatever, black ones. And I think it was £60 for two and it was meant to be £100 or something. And then you got some really good bits
I
on there.
I got a Saint Laurent hoodie and cap for £400 together.
Bear in
and
mind,
the cap on its own was meant to be £400.
How funny, by the way, that we go from home bargains and £2 to that. But if you save money on the home bargains, you can spend on the fucking
exactly.
other stuff. The pennies. Look after your pennies
also,
and something about pounds.
Can I tell you something else that I'm absolutely loving? I know you do HelloFresh, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I
love any form of meat, any prep like that just makes
yeah,
it easy.
No, so there's this one that I've been using, not an ad, I'm a paying customer. And
well,
I think
you need
it's
to sort
called
that
like
out.
Nonatonda. It's fresh pasta that they send me every week. Two different ones for me and Ed.
Who
and
is it?
Nonatonda, I think.
Oh, nonna, as in grandma.
Let me have a look. Right.
In Italian.
And basically, like, you pick whatever, like, risotto. Is it that? Yeah. Look.
Oh!
So you pick.
You and Ed make your pasta.
Look at how nice they look. Are they? You can have risottos that you can then put, like, a chicken breast on the top. or you can have like your standard like
bolognese.
Do they
send you the sauce as well?
They send you. So it comes, they come in a box each one. No, Lauren, when I tell you, and it's not expensive.
I fucking love pasta.
It comes in a box and it's got the fresh, you have to eat it in like 3 days.
Yeah.
The fresh pasta, the sauce and whatever cheese goes with it as well.
God, yes.
And I'm not even joking. You know, like those days when you're like, I need something in my gob in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, and a glass of wine and a pasta.
That is it. Non a tonda.
Can you share us both your friend code?
I will share you. Yeah, I'll share you.
Oh, or refer a friend. We'll have a bit of that.
I think you get 20 quid off.
Brilliant. Yeah, I like anything that involves ease.
Have you tried those Thrive meal preps? I've told you to try them for ages.
No, not yet.
So basically,
because I need something that feeds everyone sometimes, and then like, I need like a big, you know, like a big.
Have you heard of the Fuel Hub ones though?
I've heard of Fuel Hub.
The Fuel Hub ones are meant to be.
Are they good as well?
Really good.
I like a
meal.
There's
that other one called Simmer, but
I looked at them.
No.
And nothing against it. Just something wasn't sitting with me about it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
No reason.
I can vouch for the Thrive ones. Was a paying customer of them for about a year. Really good. Gorgeous. But then I just got too samey. But I want to try the Fuel Hub ones next.
Right. Also, on the back of shit we've been buying, what about shit we've been watching? You said you had some things that you've been watching. I'm sure you did.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I'm only 3 episodes into that.
I'm right. Dorit
looks different.
She's had some kind of amazing thing done.
Stop a sec. I think she looks awful.
Really?
Yeah. She doesn't look as good. She looks like wrinkles.
Something
looks off. Anyway. I think Dorit looks different. I can't work out why.
Erica looks fucking...
Erica always looks fucking sensational. Do you know what? Erica is as white as a ghost, and I think this is all about...
Oh, my God. I said to Ed last night that when this we were is watching why. It, I said, look at Erica's porcelain skin. The reason why that lady is, I think she's 60-something, you know?
No, she's
Google
not.
Google Erica Jane age.
I think she's 55. No, but the reason that she looks so fucking
good...
It's
because she doesn't go in the sun.
Her body is...
54! Oh, my God. Right. She looks about 35.
Honestly, and I genuinely believe that it's because she's had no sun damage. Her skin is so white.
She wears 50 everywhere, but she pulls off that white look.
Yeah,
and
she
I
does.
Just couldn't.
But she could wear tan if she wanted. But the reason that her skin's so good, I think, is because she hasn't fucked it with the sun. Girls, if you're listening to this and you're young enough, even now you can change it around, but if you're young enough to not fuck with the sun.
It's like her skin on her arms and
everything,
chest.
Take it from me as someone who has fucked their skin with the sun and now it's too late. Also, one thing, I don't watch a lot of TV and there's 2 things I've watched recently that I just thought I'd share with you because it's an anomaly that I will share this shit. There is a film called I Swear and it is about the guy with Tourette's. It's fantastic. It's a
I started watching that and it's a bit slow at the beginning.
It's slow. There isn't really like a... It is
came out
slow.
Last year, it says.
But it is really good. We thought the acting was great. Parts of it were very funny. It really made you think. And it was really sad at the beginning, actually, because he basically has Tourette's and it was in the maybe 70s or 80s. And obviously nobody knew what it was. Everyone thought he was naughty. It was just, I thought the acting was fantastic. And it's got some actors in that I really like. So I swear... really enjoyed that. And then also there's one more thing, fucking hell, I forgot the name. I Fought the Law with Sheridan Smith. I'm not at the end of it yet, but it's
I've watched that. It's quite old.
I don't know, I've only just seen it on Netflix. And it's about a woman whose daughter was murdered and the police made loads of fuck ups with it and she was found under the bath. Anyway, Sheridan Smith's a fantastic actress and I like most things she's in. So it's not the best thing I've ever watched in the world, but I think it's worth a watch.
Nice.
And then one last thing on my list that I've been drinking. Why is your list okay, but mine's not? I said I've got one more thing on the list.
You don't do that.
Matcha.
Oh.
I have had the Costa coconut and strawberry matcha. It's quite nice.
That's not matcha. That is a... child
syrup, yeah,
like
it's quite nice. But the reason I wanted to mention it is because I told we were talking about matcha, and this is with coconut milk.
You are a convert
to matcha, convert. But only if it's got. I love Starbucks with vanilla syrup. It has to have a syrup in it. I can't just do.
No,
bareback.
I can raw dog it.
I can't raw dog
I can.
It. Not yet.
So basically, I've drank matcha. I've drank matcha.
You have.
For years.
You have.
And I think it's the benefits of what attracted me to matcha that I thought. We now think we may be wrong.
Do you not think every single thing that we do, this happens?
So basically,
drink this, eat that.
I drink the ceremonial grade matcha and I make my own one at home. I do the unhomogenized milk from Dalesford Farm, the AAA ceremonial matcha. Then I put some MCT oil in it.
James has got that in the cupboard. I wondered what that
some
was.
Ashwagandha and then something else I can't remember.
Crushed up propanolol.
Yeah. We heard a rumour.
We did. So Ashley told me the other day, but I take what Ashley tells me with a slight pinch of salt. For example, Erica Jane's 60-odd. But we fact-checked it. Did we fact check it, Lucas? Apparently, if you use, let me check I've got this right.
Two things we heard about matcha.
If you have your matcha with whole milk,
cow milk,
it cancels out the benefits of matcha.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, matcha is generally considered very healthy because you consume the entire powdered tea leaf rather than just an infusion. Mm-hmm. It's high in antioxidants, contains L-theanine,
which is really good for your energy and stuff like that, yeah.
And, you know, many studies suggest green tea consumption is associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and inflammation. Does milk stop iron absorption? Yes, milk can reduce iron absorption.
Yeah.
It can temporarily inhibit absorption of non-heme iron. However, I will say, and also we said about hair loss, sorry.
Yeah, so basically, supposedly, all of us girly whirls that are doing the most by taking our iron supplements, high protein diets, then, you know, we think we're being super healthy by choosing a matcha over a vanilla iced latte. No, supposedly, girls were coming into the hairdresser and saying, my hair's falling out, everyone's hair's falling out. And it's because matcha blocks iron absorption.
Well, apparently matcha is generally healthy and safe. Whole milk can slightly reduce iron absorption, but the effect is very, very small.
Right.
And it wouldn't normally cause hair loss unless you already have low iron or poor intake.
A lot of women do have low iron though. So there basically
you go.
Our tips after reading that are, if you're taking I spoke to someone about all of this and we had this debate and she said take your iron supplements a good hour or two before your matcha,
right,
so that it's already in. Goes in your tummy and starts going to work, bitch, and then use a almond milk with your matcha instead.
Okay, see, this is a thing. You just James, who is into this food stuff at the minute, says almond milk's terrible because it's full of seed oils,
The Plenish, anyone wondering, Plenish milks are the best ones because they're three ingredient.
Right, okay, that is good to know.
And you can order like a big case, I get a case of them off Amazon.
Right, that's good to know because I know a lot of almond milk that you just get off the cat, you look at it and you're like, wow, what's in
that? This is where the MCT oil steps in. So I have the bulletproof MCT oil off Health.
They're doing really well at the minute, they're everywhere.
They are, and I'd love to work with them, and it's just impossible. Mm. That's where I got my Nama juicer from.
Yes.
When you move home.
When I've got space.
So, my ginger shots that I made this morning in them. Chef's kiss. So, the MCT, bulletproof MCT oil that me and James have got. And if you want that barista style foam, right? You can't achieve that with these milks that are the three ingredient milks. So James is right. The barista ones. So you know when you read like barista oat milk, you think, yeah, frothy. Like, let's do it. No, no. It's got the seed oils and binders in it so that it fluffs up.
Right.
So what I do then is I do it myself at home.
Right.
So I will put the Plenish oat or almond milk in the three ingredient one. So I think it's got water, sea salt and them.
Fine.
I also do have my own milk maker called an almond cow. But I need to start getting back into that. But anyway, that's by the by. And if you put literally half a teaspoon of the MCT oil in your throffer, alongside that, it
makes the froth.
Makes the oil.
There you go. Like, what more could you want?
You can also use olive oil as well.
Olive oil.
You've not got MCT oil.
People are talking about doing a shot of olive oil
and lemon.
A shot of olive oil before you eat. Apparently, it helps for the bad stuff not to go in. Something
lemon,
about weight.
Half olive oil that guy in said the morning.
It. The guy with the body. The guy with the person who's on the Kardashians, you know.
Where he's had a new arsehole.
Yeah, which basically everything is brand new. What's he fucking called?
Don't know, but I wouldn't really want to look like him.
Well, no, because he's like a 40-odd, 50-year-old man. But
I know, but do you know what I mean? Whereas if you said like, oh, Erica Jane does it, I'd be like,
he looks I forgot his bloody name. I can't remember. Is it Brian? Is it Brian?
Something.
Feels like Brian.
The longevity man.
The longevity man, anyway. He said, do you know who I like? Tim the biohacker.
Yeah.
I like him.
He says some controversial
things, but I quite like him.
I like Davinia Taylor.
I like Davinia Taylor.
Yeah, she says some controversial things. Yeah,
I think people that say controversial things are fun, but that's the problem. If you listen to every single bit of advice, then you would eat air.
Have you seen all the stuff about people talking about peptides getting their Instagram blocked?
Yeah, guys, obviously I can say it on here. That's why I don't really talk about it. I chat about Instagram. It a bit on other platforms, but on Instagram I can't. I do take peptides. I have gone on about it for about a year, 6 months to a year. I've been saying it's going to be big. They're amazing. I think they are, but they're still not legal.
I've taken them for 3 years now.
Which one's NAD?
Yeah.
Yeah. I take all the other ones, but they're not legal, and apparently if you talk about it now,
it gets people really angry.
It does, and they lose, and apparently the Instagrams have been taken off, so I can't risk. When people say, what did you say? I can't.
People as well, I was watching some TikToks and they're getting reported for posting the kids now.
Really?
But that, exploitation.
Hang on, I've just had something's reminded me of something, somebody, I can't think who, but I saw somebody on Instagram, a big
influencer
saying somebody had reported their picture for that
child exploitation.
Yeah, and I don't remember who it was, what it was, but I've just remembered that. Interesting.
Now, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please share online. The more you spread the word, the more we can do for you. So get sharing, screenshot where you're listening, take a little picky wicky.
We love it.
Tag us in there. We absolutely love it. Every share, every comment, every like, we see it all. And now we've got some new and exciting news. On Patreon, we actually have upgraded everyone a little bit. Free of charge, of course. So with your Patreon membership, these are the things you get. You get the episode a whole day early at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday. You get the video episode ad free. You also get the bonus episode in video and ad free every single Friday. You get the direct message feature on there. You get access to all of the chats and you get exclusive discounts, access to first priority of tickets,
cosmetic consult. You do a lot on there. We have competitions on there now and again. I'll just be like, does anyone want this outfit? And chuck it on there. We get so much stuff. So yeah, you've got to be on there because I'm about to tell you guys on the bonus. I don't know if you remember Fleece Girl who slept with someone and found his fleece.
Oh my god, yeah.
I've got a semi-update.
Shut
kind of a
I'm running, but it isn't.
I'm gonna have to tell you about it after. Right, guys, thank you so much. And we'll see you on the bonus.
Bye.
Love you.